Exercise 5, page 49.
As part of our focus on health and safety in the home this week, I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Susan Drake from the A&E Department of Bristol General Hospital. Dr. Drake, welcome to the studio.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Perhaps we could start by talking about common accidents in the home. I imagine that most accidents occur in the kitchen, don't they?
Well, accidents in the kitchen are very common, of course. But you might be surprised to learn that most accidents actually happen in the living room. When you think about it, this is where people spend most of their time when they are not sleeping, of course. Another common place for accidents to occur is on the stairs.
So what sort of injuries do you see most in your work?
Oh dear, just about everything you can imagine, and a lot more besides. Fortunately, the majority of injuries are of a relatively minor nature in medical terms. We treat a lot of people with cuts that may require a few stitches or broken bones. Very painful for the patient, but not life-threatening.
What's the most unusual domestic injury you've ever seen?
I think the strangest one was when a lady slipped on some water in her kitchen as she was loading her dishwasher. As she fell, she cut her arm quite badly on a knife in the dishwasher. But she also broke her hip, which was far more serious. Luckily, in this case, the lady was not alone in the house, and so the ambulance service got to her very quickly, and she made a full recovery. Unfortunately, broken hips are quite common in older people. The bones often become weak as we get older, so old people need to take extra care.
A good example of why old people should always carry a personal alarm so that they can call for help in an emergency. Now, I have some statistics here that show the rate...